Hello, colleagues. Can you hear me? Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here. Thank you to the UNTAD Secretariat and to UNTAD member states for the opportunity to be here today at the sixth session of the Intergovernmental Group of Experts on Consumer Protection Law and Policy. I'm honored to be here, was a part of the original cohort that worked on the revised UN guidelines that was launched in December 22, 2015. With tremendous honor and respect and admiration that I returned to UNCTAD to deliberate with so many friends and colleagues here. It indeed brings a smile to my face to follow colleagues on this panel who I've worked with closely over the years together. Poor and vulnerable consumers experience unique barriers to access and use of financial services. Consumer Voice and its companions, consumer literacy and consumer education, are critical to understanding financial services. Policy tools should amplify the voices of the poor, bridge the gap between commercial for-profit sector delivering financial services and the public sector responsible for regulation and infrastructure to generate better fit-to-market services. Regulators should, as expressed by other colleagues on the panel, work together across sectors to coordinate and produce policies that are more relevant for poor consumers. Indeed, recent market dynamics, including the COVID-19 pandemic, show that digital technologies are essential for economic growth and development. During the pandemic, digital capabilities enabled a continuation of businesses and education, the provision of critical health and government services supported ongoing access to financial services. But the pandemic also showed the importance of closing the digital divide and bolstering financial inclusion. Billions remained offline and remained unable to access economic opportunities, financial services, education, and healthcare. Digital financial services have significantly increased financial inclusion in some countries. However, more needs to be done. To achieve this goal, we work closely with stakeholders with four key steps I'd like to share with you. First, develop and implement financial services regulations with strong consumer protection mechanisms embedded that provide space for companies and industry to innovate while safeguarding consumers against risk, including data privacy, fraud, and cybersecurity. Second, invest in digital public infrastructure and tools, which help create more vibrant and robust digital economies. Third, high levels of digital payment and ID connectivity to more quickly identify and deliver payments in households eligible for emergency funds, such as those just described in India. Fourth, we're inspired by countries such as Togo that took a women-centered approach and targeted emergency payment systems to enable strong, inclusive digital financial services. And they reached over 500,000 women quickly during the pandemic. Indeed, closing the gender gap is critical to economic growth and opportunity, as well as achieving financial inclusion goals. The pandemic was brutal, but it also presented opportunities to push for greater equality. It heightened awareness of financial exclusion's impact on gender equality, spurred investment in digital infrastructure and tools, and led to unprecedented surge in digital payments and new accounts, including among millions of women. In doing so, it laid before us new and unique opportunities to get women's financial inclusion right, including by enhancing financial literacy and consumer education, as we're exploring here today. At the end of June, the Global FinDex report was launched by our partners at the World Bank. The report offers new data and insights on digital payments adoption, financial health and resilience, and trends on financial inclusion at a critical time when the world is recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic and shutdowns. We know there are many, many barriers, but we remain optimistic that the challenges can be met. At the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, we're committed to working with partners to find ways to build consumer trust, something that needs to grow. Consumers, especially those who have been historically least served, Women, the rural, low-income households need a seat at the table. We'd love to work with you at UNCTAD and continue working with partners such as CGAP, Consumers International, the Better Than Cash Alliance, and others to move forward with this very important work. Thank you to the regulators who are doing Herculean efforts with limited resources. We applaud your efforts and commit to working together overall. Thank you very much.